The following is a class from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text Number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 13, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: The Supreme Enjoyer of all sacrifices accepted the incarnation of a boar, the second incarnation, and for the welfare of the earth, he lifted the earth up from the nether regions of the universe.
So, this universe is filled up with water, half. Whatever we have seen, this is only half, like this. The other half we cannot see. So, within this water, sometimes that Hiranyaksha demon drowned this whole earth within this water. So, at the present moment, we cannot find such demons, but there were demons like that. The whole planetary system is floating, but there may be some demon who can take one of them and put within the water. The planets are floating. That is known to everyone. We can see, actually, such a big, gigantic mass, even the sun, which is 1,400,000 times bigger than this earth. And that is also floating in the outer space. The support is ananta. They say law of gravitation. We say sankarsan. Sankarsan. So, he is holding every planet. And it is said that all these universes are resting on the foot of Sheshanag, just like a small grain of mustard. So, when we speak of God is great, we cannot imagine how great He is. We apply frog philosophy, Dr. Frog's philosophy. Dr. Frog thinks, because he is in the well of 3 feet, if he is given the information, oh, there is a big mass of water, Atlantic Ocean, he cannot believe it. He'll think in terms of the well. The well is 3 feet, so he may think, all right, Atlantic Ocean may be 4 feet. All right, 5 feet. Come on, all right, 6 feet. So this Dr. Frog's philosopher, the so-called rascal philosophers and scientists, they are calculating God's creation. And one of the universe is resting on Anantadev's hood, just like a master seat. Not only that, jasyaika nishasita kalam athavalamba jivanti lomo bilaja jagadannanatha. Every universe has got a predominating deity, president. You can understand in every country there is a president to rule over the country. Similarly, to rule over this universe, there is a president that is Brahma, Lord Brahma. That Lord Brahma's duration of life, span of life, you cannot calculate. You can calculate, but it is something like beyond our imagination. His one day is 443 crores of years, one day. Similarly, 1 month, 30 days, 1 month, then 12 months, year, such 100 years. So he lives such 100 years. So that Brahma lives 100 years in his calculation. That is also a breathing period of Vishnu. Jasyaika nishyasita kala mathavalamba jivanti lomavilaja jagadannana. These gigantic universes, they are coming out from the air holes of the body of Mahavishnu or from his sometimes infected person, they distribute germs from breathing, from perspiration. That is scientific. Similarly, Mahavishnu's breathing and perspiration within the causal ocean, bringing forth so many universes. And each and every universe, there are so many planets, and one of the planets is this Earth, earthly planet. So sometimes this earthly planet was thrown into the water, garbhodak, samudra, garbhodak sea, and God took the form of a bow, having two tusks, because it was easier, just like shovel, you take something like that. So he took the earth. So that is described. Hitirati vipulatari tishthati tava. What is that? Dasana sikhare. This is described in Jayadev's prayer. Basati dasana sikhare dharani tava lagna. Basati is resting. Basati dasana sikhare, on the top of the task. Keshavadhita sukara rupa jaya jagadishare. So, he is Jagyesha. It is not that his shape was just like hog, but he is not hog. Don't misunderstand. His shape was, but a gigantic hog. You can just imagine what kind of hog he was. His shape was like hog, but he was resting the whole planet, earthly planet, on the task. Basati dasana sikhare dharani tava lagna sasini kalanka kesavadhita shaukara rupa. Here it is said, shaukara. Shaukara means like hawk. Not that he is hawk. He is Jagyesha. He can take any shape, just like here is God has assumed the shape of a lion, half man. So he is all powerful. He can take any shape, any form, but he is not that form. That is, for the time being. for the time being, he assumes so many forms. The real form is Krishna, the original form. Kesava dhrita sukara rupa or sukara rupa. My Lord Kesava, you have assumed this form. So there are many millions and millions of forms of God according to time, necessity, circumstances. He assumes different forms because it is his business. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhutyanam madharmasya tadatmanam sijamaham. He appears as soon as there is discrepancies in the methodical way. Another place, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. Indra means the heavenly god, and Ori means enemy. So Indrari, the enemy of the king of heaven, that means demons. There are two classes of beings, human beings, in the human shape. The devata, the asur. The devata means God conscious, Krishna conscious. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, he is devata, demigod. And anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is demon. This is the difference. So that demon may be very big or small, it doesn't matter. But asurastat viparjaya. Viparjaya means just the opposite. The devotees, they are demigods, and asura means just the opposite number of devotees. That means non-devotees. Those who are non-devotees, those who are not devotees of the Lord, they are all demons. The demons are always disturbing. They will create disturbance. That is, their business is to create disturbance in the creation of the Supreme Lord. So this Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, two brothers, they were creating so much disturbances. The whole world is disturbed only for the existence of the demons, asura. At the present moment also, the world is full of demons. The devotees, their number is very, very small. That's our Krishna consciousness movement. We can count within the finger how many we have got Krishna conscious. But demons, non-Krishna conscious, non-devotees, there is no limit. Innumerable. So, when demons are too much prominent, then Krishna comes. So in the Kali Yuga, he has appeared just like previously he appeared in the form of hog. Similarly, Krishna has appeared in this Kali Yuga in the form of his name. There is no difference between the form and name of God. God is absolute. Nama rupe, in the form of name. So, those who are disturbed by the demons may take shelter of this form of God, Hare Krishna. then he'll be saved. Otherwise, the demon will put you within the Pacific Ocean water. Just like this demon. And Krishna is saved. There is a Prahlad Maharaj was put into the water by his father. So to become Krishna conscious means there will be so many enemies. Even father. What to speak of others? They will criticize. They will attack. I have recently received a letter from Germany. Our devotees were attacked by a gang. This is the way. As soon as you become God conscious, the demons will create disturbance. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he was crucified by the demons. The only fault was that he was God conscious. This such innocent person. The world is like that. So, these dangers are there, but don't be afraid of. Krishna is saving. Tolerate. If there are disturbances, because it is the nature of this material world, as soon as there will be devotee, God-conscious person, there will be so many enemies from the side of the demons. So we have to tolerate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore has recommended Trinadupi Sunichena Tarorupi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. You have to chant Hare Krishna mantra against the demons. Just like in Australia, the demons have instituted a case against us, a big case by the city authorities. So what can be done? They wanted to appoint big, big lawyers. I have advised that don't appoint lawyers. You go on chanting, they may put you in the jail. So you go on chanting. What is that? You chant on the street or chant on the jail? They're the same thing. So don't be afraid. They'll take you in the jail. Go on, Hare Krishna. We have got one means. Narayana parasarbe na kutaschana vibhati. Those who are devotees, they are not afraid of anything. Sargapa Bhargo Naraki Ishabi Tullartha Darshana. Either they are sent in the heavenly planet or in the hell planet. It doesn't matter. We want simply to chant Hare Krishna and remember Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. It doesn't matter whether it is in the hell or heaven. So Karanga Bhapa. Dityang tu bhavayasya rasatalam gatanamahi rasatal. We do not know what are the down planets. This is called bhubhuvasya. This is bhulok. Above this, there is bhulok. Above this, there is saralok, sargalok. Above that, there is janalok. Above that, there is Mahalok. Above that, there is Siddhalok. In this way, seven upper planetary system. And similarly, there are seven downwards. That is called Tal, Atal, Talatal, Rasatal, like that. Tal, Atal, Nital, Talatal, Rasatal. So, Rasatal, the lowest. That means down the water, rasa. Just like this morning we are calculating the depth of the Pacific Ocean. They are sometimes 7 miles. So similarly, that Garbhodak Sai, Garbhodak Samudra. That just imagine how deep it is. So within that deep water, the earth was poured, and Krishna, in the shape of Varaha, saved it. So Krishna will save you. Others may disturb you, put you into the difficulty, but Krishna will save you. Be assured. Don't be disappointed. Krishna says, Kaunteya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranasati. My dear Kaunteya, you can declare to the world that anyone who is my devotee means pure devotee, annabilasita sunnam, without any other desire. The devotee means he wants to serve Krishna, that's all. Not that in return he wants something. He is devotee. Devotion is not business. Sir, I have come to your temple, I am offering my obeisances. Now my salary is $500. Kindly make it $2,000. That is also devotion, not devotion. That is appreciation of God, that God can give me. That is also good. But those who are not coming to the temple, they are miscreants. Namang duskidunam murha prapadante narada. Those who are lowest of the mankind, miscreants, murhas, rascals, they do not come even to God for asking something. They think that we shall create our own. But those who are pious, even though asking something from God, they are pious because they have come to God. So these people, those who are coming to the temple for some material amelioration, they are pious. But those who are not coming, they are duskritina murha naradhama. That is the description. But devotee means he does not ask anything from God. He simply wants to give. That is devotee. Just like gopis, they never asked anything from Krishna. Chant.